Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Y'all come on in, come on in, come on in, baby. Welcome back to another video. Come on in, come on in. I am so excited to be on the video with y'all today. God is amazing. God is doing a new thing with our kingdom family, with the Divine Ones. And I am excited about your season. I'm excited about your transformation. And I want you to get excited too, baby. Put it in the comments right now if you know and you believe that God is doing something amazing in your life and you are excited about it. Speak it by faith, baby. Even if all hell been breaking loose. Come on now. Speak it in the midst of the enemy, in the midst of all the stuff he trying to throw at you. I want you to declare today, I am excited about what God is doing in my life. Put it in the comments right now. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. So listen, I just had to pop on this video today to speak this scripture over y'all and to encourage you in the Lord today. In Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And I hear the Lord say, baby, that I am with you wherever you go. I hear God say that you are not alone. You are not by yourself. Somebody put it in the comments right now, baby. Say, God is with me. God is with me. As you watching this video, baby, I want you to speak it out of your mouth. I want you to lay hands on yourself. I want you to speak life over yourself today. And I want you to declare and decree from your lips. Come on now. The Bible says that if you decree a thing, that it shall be established unto you. So you got to open up your mouth, baby, and you got to understand by faith that it is in your voice. Ooh, y'all remember that, baby. Your breakthrough is in your voice. Your healing is in your voice. Your anointing is in your voice. So open up your mouth today and speak it by faith. That I am not alone. I am not by myself. By devil with your ugly self. Come on now. God is with me. It says in the word of God, baby. Have I not commanded you? Ooh, this is your commandment, baby. This is your commandment. Listen, you got to stay strong in the faith. You got to be strong. You got to be courageous. And you got to know that your courage does not come from within yourself, but your courage comes through the power of the Holy Spirit because of the God that's on the inside of you. Come on now. Because of the God that's inside of you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because you walking with a God, baby, that got all power in his hands. When you walking with Jesus Christ, you got to know and you got to understand that he got your back. He got your front, he got your left, he got your side, he got you covered, baby. I hear him saying that the anointing of God is with you, baby. And when the anointing of God is with you, you can walk in any room. You can walk in any room. You can go in any place. You can stand before anybody, baby. Just like they say, if you humble yourself before God, you can stand before anybody. And I hear God say that nothing or nobody will be able to stop you when the anointing of God is on your life. The only thing that's going to be powerful enough to stop you is you. Is you. That's why it's so important that you get in alignment with the word of God. It's so important that you believe, baby, because the Bible says that as you think in your heart, as you think in your mind, so be it unto you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is that man. So the question is, what is in your heart? Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, what that heart do? What that heart do? That's the question of the year. What that heart do, baby? Because as you believe in your heart, as you believe in your subconscious mind, so be it unto you. Have I not commanded you? Come on now. This is what it says in Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. When you know that God is with you, baby, wherever you go, you ain't got to fear now, devil. And you ain't got to fear now, spirit, baby. I hear him say that I have you covered. I got your back. The anointing is with you. Oh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, the anointing is with me. Put that thing in the comments, baby. Say, the anointing is with me. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. I hear him say that when you got to walk into that job, when you got to walk into whatever area you got to go into, when you got to deal with the enemy, when you got to deal with people that's negative and people that's not in the kingdom of God, when you got to go into the world, when you got to deal with things in the world, when you got to go get that report from the doctor's office, when you got to go and hear what the judge got to say in the courtroom about your child, come on now, or your family member, when you get that phone call, when you get that bad news, he said, whatever you facing in this life, I need you to know and understand that you are not alone. You are not by yourself. Come on now. I hear God say, y'all some eagles up in this thing. Y'all drop them eagle emojis down there in the comments, baby. If you know that you know that you know that you sure enough know that you are a leader and that God has called you to be an eagle, baby. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. I didn't come to speak to no followers. I didn't come to speak to no chickens. Come on now. The Lord has sent me to speak to the leaders, baby. This is one leader talking to another one. I hear God say, eagle suit up. Ooh, put on the whole armor of God, baby, that you will be able to stand in the evil day, that you will be able to carry your cross and to walk this walk with Jesus Christ, baby. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. This is your commandment, baby, to be strong in the Lord. Your strength don't come from your own self, but you got to know by faith that your strength comes from God. Your strength comes from on high, baby. He is the one that gives you the strength to get up and move. Glory to God. Y'all, excuse me, my battery going out. He is the one that gives you strength to move. He is the one that give you strength to have the activity of your limbs, baby. He is the one that give you the strength to get up and work that job. He is the one that give you the strength to come up with them ideas for your business, to come up with that business plan, to come up with all these strategies and stuff. It is God that gives you the strength. So be strong in the Lord, baby. Stand on the word of God and be courageous. Come on now. I want each and every one of you to affirm this today. Say, I am courageous. Whatever the Lord has placed in your heart, you got to go after it with the courage of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on now. You got to go after what God has promised you, baby. And you got to wear the enemy down until he gives you your stuff, until he gives you what is rightfully due unto you. You have the right to be abundant. You have the right to be blessed. You have the right to be happy. Come on now. You have the right to be full of joy. You have the right to be loved. Glory to God. But you got to get your transformation. You got to come on in, come on in. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God, baby, and his righteousness. And God says that when you do that, I'm going to add all things to your life. Be strong. Be courageous as you go in pursuit of what God has promised you. And know and understand that you are not by yourself. I don't care how much you may physically feel like you alone, baby. The spirit that's on the inside of you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But you got to receive this word by faith today. See, faith is believing in what you cannot see. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. And it is the evidence of things that are not seen. So you got to receive this word today by faith. Your faith is your evidence. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, faith is evidence. Your faith is your evidence. It ain't no sheet of paper. It ain't no document. It ain't no certificate. Come on now. It ain't no template. It ain't no plaque. It ain't none of that in the physical. You got to receive this thing by the Spirit. Come on now. And you got to be born again by the Spirit. You got to allow the Lord to renew you, to transform you by the renewing of your mind. And as you become a different person, as you become this new creation, baby, you will begin to walk with the strength of the Holy Spirit, with the courage of the Holy Spirit. And you will know that everywhere you go, that you are not alone, baby, but you have a whole kingdom with you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. Ooh, for the Lord, your God. Ooh, this is your God we talking about, baby. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The word says, for the Lord, your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, I don't care where you're going. I don't care what region you got to enter into. I don't care what city, what town, what place, what building. I don't care where you at, baby. When you walking with God, you better know and understand that you are never by yourself. You got a whole kingdom backing you up. And wherever you go, know that the Lord your God is with you. I don't care what devil you got to face. You ain't facing him by yourself. Come on now. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I love y'all so much, baby. I am LaToya O'Keel. Listen, if you can join me on June the 7th, 2024 in Tallahassee, Florida for the Divine Ones in-person seminar, come on in, come on in. You know what to do. Go down there in the description, scroll below this video, and you're going to see a link down there in the description. Go to IamLaToyaOkeel.com, click that link, and get your seat right now. Tickets are going quick, and I want you to be in the room, baby. I want to meet you live and in person. If you've been watching these videos, I want us to meet live and in person. So if you're able to get to Tallahassee, Florida, June the 7th, come on in the room, baby, so we can connect live and in person. You're going to have other eagles in the room, a whole family of chosen ones, whole family of other people that's just like you, that's seeking transformation, that's seeking to become the person that they were divinely created to be. When you come in the room, I want you to bring your business card. Bring some type of card that has your information on it, because you're going to meet kingdom connections. You're going to get spiritual transformation. I'm going to be giving you the knowledge, the tools, the strategies that you need to be successful in your life, your business, and your spiritual walk. Bring your journals, bring your blue ink pens. You're going to take a lot of notes, and you're going to meet a lot of kingdom family, baby. I want to see you live and in person in the room. Click the link and get your seat now. I love y'all so much, and I'll check in with y'all later.